going to see all these casinos happen. I really, really don't.
I don't know, Brad. I don't think so either, but you've got to be diligent about this.
Oh, I know. Yep. I know that. But there's just, and you got guys like State Senator Tony Huang, who is the Republican down there in District 28, Easton, Fairfield, Newtown, Weston, and Westport. Senator's with us this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. I hope you and everyone had a great holiday season, whether it's be Easter or Passover. It's great to be on with you.
Senator, good morning, and the same to you, by the way.
Thank you.
What is the latest? I guess there is a new version of the casino expansion bill that's going to get a hearing today. What can you tell us about that?
It's remarkable, isn't it, Brad and Dan, that we continue to pursue after the false promises of gambling. The Finance and Revenue Committee has a public hearing today to address a third bill in addition to the two that was passed out of the Public Safety Committee. This one is a bill that is asking for a study by the Commissioner of Consumer Protection and Economic and Community Development, and also puts in a opening up of the bidding process to kind of account for the challenges that Attorney General Jepson talked about, equal protection. But it also put in some incentives in regards to the additional revenue as well as licensing fees. But it is another bite of the apple in a state that is sorely in need of money and revenue. And we keep on pursuing casino as an option to keep multiple bites of the apple. So it's very, very frustrating because in all of this discussion, in all the deliberations we've had about the bills that's been put out, no one has addressed the issue of societal cost of gambling. We look at it as an incredible promise, but nowhere do we address what the societal consequences and tragedies of what gambling can cause. And I truly believe that we are pursuing gambling in an industry that's oversaturated, declining in market, and the only way you can grow the business nowadays because of the saturation of gambling businesses is you create more addicted gamblers. And those individuals create tragedies and havoc into what is the social fabric of our community. That's
Senator.
Why people have come forward, church groups, the Catholic Church, the Episcopals, the Islamic groups have all come out in community groups and said gambling is no longer an option for our state. We can't be entangled in that.
Senator, why don't we look at Atlantic City? Why doesn't somebody take a picture or two of Atlantic City?
Without a doubt, Brad, and I will tell you, when Atlantic City is brought up, people have a turnaway look and saying, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at that. But look at Atlantic City. And you know, New Jersey, the state that has Atlantic City, who is the poster child for Northeast gambling, has just passed a public referendum by every citizen in the state of New Jersey and voted 4-1 against any further expansion in gambling.
Wow.
Don't you think we would have learned a little bit from that?
I would think.
Talking with State Senator Tony Huang, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Senator, the study, let's presume it comes back favorable, that the recommendation is more expansion. That could have a major impact on your district, couldn't it?
It would have a major impact on every district, every town in this state. And the challenge in that is, if we're indeed doing a study, Dan, we should include the societal cost. We should incorporate the havoc and the social cost to our communities, to our state, to its people in regards to social cost. Why have we not measured that? So if we are indeed doing a study, I truly, sincerely believe we should look at a study that looks at the impact in regards to addiction, in regards to potential crime in our communities, and not even talking about all that. What about the impact to our broader community's social fabric? It really is something that we need to do a better job at. When it's amazing the fact that the state of Connecticut has not done a societal cost of gambling study in over 10 years.
The tribal-owned casinos, they want an answer now on expansion and East Windsor. From where you sit, do you think the legislature is ready to take up that legislation this year?
Well, I will share with you that we take the suggestions and the judgment of the Attorney General very, very seriously. And when his recent release that said these are concerns, and that if the state runs into the risk of putting that liability of equal protection violation, we should tread very, very carefully. And I will share with you that is something that, as a legislative body, that we greatly value as guidance. So, no, there's been a lot of cold water splashed on giving a preferential treatment to a duopoly of the two current tribal casinos on gambling expansion outside of tribal land. So I certainly think that there's a lot of cold water on that issue, but at the same time, it keeps coming back. When you think about the amount of lobbying, the amount of money that is poured into gambling expansion, if we committed that energy to advanced manufacturing, to progressive educational policies, to helping our biotechnology and small businesses in our state, my goodness, I think we could yield much better results.
Talking with State Senator Tony Huang, and he is from Easton, Fairfield, Newtown, Weston, and Westport, takes care of those areas. You know, when you take a look at the cost, just the cost to study this gambling, that you know something, people don't even talk about that.
That's a gamble.
That's a gamble. Yeah, that's a gamble.
Oh, without a doubt. But at the same time, when you think about not having done any societal cost studies, but I think the other part is the last poll that was done by Quinnipiac on gambling expansion in the state of Connecticut, over 70% of Connecticut residents said they do not favor gambling expansion outside of tribal lands. And we've not listened to the people. We pushed out a bill last year that did not listen to the will of the people. It seems like we are lured by the promise and the gold at the end of the rainbow of gambling. The reality is the House always wins and people lose.
Well, you know, Senator, what fascinates me just from a market analysis perspective, how many casinos do you have or can you have before the market gets saturated? I mean, Connecticut is a small state. We have the two casinos. Now these surrounding states are building casinos. What makes Connecticut think that it can just thrive if it builds more casinos?
I completely agree. When the two tribal casinos started over 20 years ago, the marketplace was completely different. What we have is now a oversaturation, as I said earlier, of a declining market. The real lure is the fact the only way you can grow the business model is to create more addiction to gambling. And again, that's not the way we want to go. And with all of that, I respect that our gambling relationship is a unique one in our state on tribal land. It is here. I respect that. They've contributed. They've been an employer. And let us do what we can to help them succeed on their tribal land. But to expand beyond that really opens up a Pandora box that I do not believe that the state of Connecticut and the most vulnerable at-risk people can absorb.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting to see all of this. Plus, you got Springfield, Massachusetts. I've talked to a couple of people up there, and let me tell you something. That is going to have a big, big impact. However, you know what they're starting to talk about now, Senator, up in Massachusetts, is the people that live around the casino and what's going to happen during the dark hours up there in that area. Are there going to be robberies?
Well, I think, you know, with any kind of expansion of the business model, you're going to have the challenges of policing as well as the perils of greater capacity. But the reality at hand, Brad, is the fact that what we're doing in supporting gambling is something that I, as a state legislator, and the responsibilities I have been empowered by the people I represent, these are not the things that I should be legislating to support. We should be supporting education. We should be empowering our businesses and people to succeed, not to encourage them to gamble. You know, the problem is the public relations of gambling shows fun, excitement, the sizzle of it all. But for anyone that's ever walked through the slot parlors, anybody who's seen the tragedies of gambling addiction, the reality is a far different story. What gets lost is the fact that gambling addiction is the single highest cause of suicides in our society. How come those things are not being addressed?
What do you hear from your constituents on this subject, Senator?
Well, I think they understand the unique relationship that gambling has on tribal land in this state. They have contributed to our revenue stream and contributed to jobs in our state. But that's where it stops, is the understanding that we should not be in the business, and as a state legislative body, to encourage further expansion of gambling outside of tribal land. And that's where the stop is, that people said, look, within the tribal lands, you have that capacity, and you have that existing infrastructure. Let's not expand outside of it, because what comes with that is incredible expansion of addiction, incredible expansion of infrastructure challenges, and the changes to quality of life in the community. Look, if you're looking at southwestern Connecticut, can you imagine what the traffic congestion would be added on to the already horrible traffic conditions that we have? In addition to also looking at the most vulnerable population that would be addicted to gambling, that's just multipliers that I can't even fathom. And it's a quick way. That's the problem, Brad and Dan. Gambling is a easy solution with guarantees of winnings and successes. But the reality is, as I said before, the house always wins and the gamblers always lose.
Senator, thanks a million. Always great to have you on the program, and we will talk again.
Well, thank you both for bringing this to light, because the fact is the coalition and the regular Joes and Jills do not have the money, do not have the resources to combat the constant barrage.
Senator, we're out of time. As always, Senator, thanks for joining.